The decision by the center-right government to send more troops to Afghanistan is highly controversial in France, with the opposition Socialist Party strongly criticizing it during a parliamentary debate Tuesday. A recent poll showed 68% of French oppose sending any new troops to Afghanistan. But French Prime Minister François Fillon told lawmakers the troops were vital in a country where NATO soldiers are fighting a fierce Taliban insurgency.
Ou bien nous retirons nos troupes. Et alors ce serait le signe que nous n'assumons plus nos...
Fillon said if France withdraws its troops from Afghanistan, it would mean Paris no longer assumes its responsibilities and breaks with its allies. It would mean France is indifferent to Afghanistan's fate. French President Nicolas Sarkozy announced last week that Paris would reinforce its 1,600 troops on the ground in Afghanistan. But the several hundred troops suggested by his prime minister appears considerably lower than the 1,000 French troops speculated in the media. But Frédéric Bouzeau, a NATO specialist and professor at Sorbonne University in Paris, said the troop reinforcement would be welcomed by NATO leaders who meet in Bucharest Wednesday.
I think France's gesture is going to be much appreciated by the U.S. And by the other allies who are doing a lot in the south of in Afghanistan. The bottom line is France is going to make a difference by sending those troops.
Canada, for one, has made its own continuing presence in Afghanistan partly contingent on other countries supplying 1,000 more troops. In another NATO-related development, Prime Minister Fillon said Paris would not support bids by Georgia and Ukraine to join the Atlantic Alliance. Washington has been pushing their membership, but several European countries, including France and Germany, have expressed reservations, in part because of Russia's opposition. President Sarkozy has also suggested France may ultimately rejoin NATO's military wing. But Professor Bouzeau, for one, believes no movement in that direction will be made during this week's NATO summit. He says Paris is unlikely to make any firm decision on rejoining until early next year. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.